Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a pleasure to be with you on a Wednesday. Always glad to get your calls. I wanted to bring on Dr. Bob Zybak because I want to talk about a subject involving timber and logging and federal lands called BLM, Bureau of Land Management, not Black Lives Matter and that nonsense. The BLM manages millions of acres of Oregon timberlands that support thousands of jobs and fund local services, but they could be doing an awful lot more. And I think one of the people who knows the facts behind that the best is Dr. Bob Zybak, president of Northwest Maps and author of several books, most recently, the Zybak Forest Anthologies. Dr. Zybak, welcome back.
Thank you, Lars. Good to be back.
Well, tell me this. This fight has been going on for a while, and I mentioned it the other day because the word came down that the Trump administration says we want to increase logging in Northwest forest lands, and the immediate and I think predictable response of the left was, how dare you talk about logging more billions of board feet of lumber? And I thought, we're not beginning to touch where we could be if we cut the timber even close to the rate at which it grows in the Northwest. Am I right on that?
You're exactly right. And that's what we used to do, and it was good for our schools and parks and roads. And then in 1990, we decided spotted owls were more valuable.
And yet there seems to be a conventional wisdom, not just with the people on the left, but with the average Oregonian thinking, well, you know, the timber companies came in, they raped the region, and then they left. Except that the level at which they were cutting, even at the peak of it, did it begin to get to what they call sustained yield, where you're cutting the timber about as fast as it grows?
No, for the ONC lands, the BLM lands in 1937 were required by law to log at a sustainable level. And so from 1960 to 1990, there's about 2.4 million BLM acres of forest land. They're all in 14 counties in Oregon. Only four of them have a significant amount. So this is really a local Western Oregon issue. But from 1960 to 1990, BLM grows about 1.3 or 1.4 billion feet a year. Sustained yield says you don't cut more than 1.3 or 1.4 billion feet. From 1960 to 1990, we cut over a billion feet a year. And then with the spotted owl, it's gone down to 45 or 250 million feet. I think the last time we talked, they'd boosted their level up to 75%, which is what it was in 1937. But they'd reduced it to 50% from 53 to now. But it was like 75% of nothing. And now we have Bill Groppi, director of the BLM, saying we have to take production back to historic levels. That would be helpful to local economies, and it would reduce catastrophic wildfire risk, both of which are really true, and which would mean 7,000 or 8,000 jobs and hundreds of millions to our 14 counties.
And by the way, Bob, I'm not a scientist like you are, so I think of it like a savings account. If you said we can safely take $100 a month out of a savings account, and then, the spotted owl comes along and says, now you can only take $25 a month out of your savings account, even though you're growing your savings account by $100 a month. So you're taking well below. If we've had 30 years of well under sustained yield cutting, we must have a surplus to beat the band in the Northwest Forest, or do we?
Well, we do on the ONC lands, not on the Forest Service lands, because when you let all of that fuel grow, we have the catastrophic fires that you and I talk about from time to time.
Yep.
And it destroys the timber and it destroys the local communities.
So that means that when people are arguing against going back to sustained yield, cutting as much as grows or a little bit less than what grows every year, what they're really talking about doing is you've got a choice. You can let it burn, or you can cut it down and turn it into jobs and resources and a renewable resource that you can turn into something good in society, lumber. And it's really that choice, cut it or let it burn. And they're apparently on the let it burn side of the argument.
And they've been winning for 35 years, unfortunately. We burnt up 700,000 acres of old growth in the West. They say they're trying to preserve the old growth with roadless areas and so on. And it's just accelerating the destruction of those forests. So what they say they're trying to do or what they say they're doing, either they've been deceived, or they're lying. It's just been a disaster for the last 35 years, and here's a real opportunity to turn things around. They've given the public till March 23rd to respond, and I think people like Ed Deal that were able to get all of those signatures on the gas tax petition, people like that need to be paying attention to what's going on. This is thousands of jobs and hundreds of millions to our schools and roads, and it's a real opportunity to turn these fires around and back into jobs and good roads and good schools.
You know, Bob, is there any way to get the folks who are against logging to understand we're really just presenting an alternative, saying, wouldn't you rather cut it and mill it and turn it into something useful? Would you rather just let it burn because your policies are actually leading to the destruction of old growth forests? Or are they just simply intractable on that?
I think they're intractable. Fortunately, there's just a small number of them. They're mostly environmental lawyers and so-called environmental groups that have been engineering this very successfully, and they've depended on the ignorance of people, voters, to support what they're doing because they've got these idealistic statements that just aren't true regarding old growth or spotted owl habitat or clean water. They just make stuff up, and 35 years later, they've got two generations of people believing that they know what they're talking about, and it's just not factual.
I mean, because Dr. Zybak, it seems, though, you could say to them, look, if we're still going to be logging under the sustained yield amount, the amount you could cut every year and never, literally never run out of trees, if you'll let us do that, we'll have the resources, money in most cases, we'll be able to take whole sections of the forest and say, okay, you want old growth or what you call old growth, which is usually second or third growth, and we won't have to log it at all, because we'll be making so much money on the other lands that have to be replanted and cut sustained yield, we'll have the resources to actually protect those old growth forests. You could offer them that or offer to the public and have that argument supersede their crazy arguments, couldn't you?
Well, they're crazy arguments, intractable, like you say, but it's a small group of people. But that's exactly right. With salvage logging, with old growth maintenance or restoration, plantation thinning, we could be cutting over 1 billion feet a year. And the important thing about that is we are leaving forests and roads and trails and recreational sites for future generations, and we're leaving it in good shape. That's opposed to what we've been doing the last 30 years, which is burning off thousands of acres of land and putting up a gate and closing down the roads. It's just been anybody that's come to Oregon in the last 40 years or is under 40 years of age thinks this is normal. And it's not.
No, it's not normal at all. That's Dr. Bob Zybak, president of Northwest MAPS, most recently the Zybak Forest Anthology. Doctor, thank you very much for the time. Back in a moment. You're listening to the Lars Larson Show.